4 com o louco, mas é pra toda.
Yeah. Indeed, it is so interesting. Knowledge of God. It is so nice to be in Jesus, indeed God. Most like you, who is totally saved. And you keep his words. Indeed, it is so nice.
Focus of God Music.
We are God. I've come to you, I've
done them all.
He's done them in the Lord. But what we have to do, let's sit down slowly. That he move to reveal us the mysteries. Why do we wait much like that? You get out your book very well. The book of God's mega last agenda on the earth. The book about full knowledge of God international ministries and God's worldwide call based in Africa, Uganda. Yes. Neighbor, do they have a book? Do they have a pen?
Ewandika.
Is it writing? You check for them, see whether it's written. Check your neighbor's pen. See that it writes very well.
You
test it and prove whether it writes very well. Don't want to be troubled when they are writing the mysteries of God. Mysteries of kingdom of heaven. Blessed to know those and to see them. As it tells us in Matthew 13, verse 10 to 11, verse 14 to 16. Yes. Is it writing? Prove they have a Bible. Where they are going to read as they connect, marking the words of God to fulfill Jeremiah 23 verse 18. Prove they have a Bible. You check the Bible. See whether it's that they are meant to be with. Unless they have a false Bible and what we read is not in there. Prove they have the English Bible. You have King James Version.
Gideon.
Gideon.
And the rest there, but the best, they are those ones. Tell them with the Luganda version that if they know English, let them also get English Bible. They have two Bibles. For at times, things we read in Luganda versions,
but
at times they are not coming out well, but they come out well in English. Speak to one with only the Luganda Bible that also get an English Bible.
Amen.
Even one who has an English Bible alone, tell them also get the Luganda Bible or any other language they understand well. It can be Nyankore,
Swahili,
it can be Lusoga, it can be Indian. Yes. Perhaps you must understand French.
You
also got the French Bible. Yes. Maybe you must understand the Russian language. That too, you get the Bible. Yes. You pass
English in
other language through which you must understand.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It will help you understand very well. You ask and greet your neighbor if they have prepared books of the Holy Spirit. The others, they have been theirs. Now the books of the Holy Spirit, or them themselves, the inner man, their heart, even their mind.
They
prepared them well, they are all around. They fulfill Psalms 23 that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He leads
me beside the still waters,
he
feeds me the green pastures, he restores my soul. Tell them, are you all here together? If they have come back, it means they have prepared the books very well, those of the Holy Spirit. Them as the inner man, they are here in the fall.
Even
their soul is not scattered in different places. In the things that admired and desired in the day, those they have not been able to get, those they have been worrying of, they would have prepared well. Books of the Holy Spirit. If you take out every filth of the things of the world, you prepared your spirit very well, you prepared your heart, you prepared your mind where the spirit has to write, to fulfill 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1 up to 6.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. By name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We based in this ministry reach unto you the part 21 of the book on God is Mega Last Agenda on the Earth.
What
you call it, the book about full knowledge of God, international ministries, and God is worldwide call, based in Africa, Uganda.
We
are still moving on NB number 8. NB number
8
of what to put on special attention. What's meaningful? And there are key in God's worldwide call,
basically
in Africa, Uganda.
Right
now we see where God revealed me the book of remembrance, passing through the heavenly biblical journey for 7 years in the series of the visions.
the dreams, the trance or transfiguration,
azotals,
or you call it teleportation.
Muluganda chebaito omugendo.
In Uganda it's called omugendo. Yes.
Omugendo. Teleportation.
Teleportation.
Muluganda baguita mugendo.
In Uganda it's called omugendo. Teleportation.
Oba nintambule nanga Thummim ne Urim.
Thummim and the Urim.
Hallelujah.
We began our journey moving from the planet Earth to head on to other nine planets where you cannot inhabit, to head on to kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars,
and the
clusters in the firmament of the heaven, where we were able to see of hell, the prison of God, where he imprisoned spirits of the sinners who don't align themselves with demons. They are the fallen angels, appear as demons of the dead,
all
gods over nations. And there is where we saw principalities and their main base in the kingdom of the stars. Even there are two bases on this earth where there is the underwater
underground bankers.
And the underground bankers. When we finished there, we go from the kingdom of the stars
head
on to the last created heaven, the fourth heaven, the blue heaven you see, which makes up the rim below.
Hallelujah.
And there we saw God did not create one heaven,
heavens,
but four heavens. And the blue heaven you see that last created, it's the fourth, makes up the rim below. Yet in the rim above, we have there three heavens.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we began to set off moving from the last created heaven, the fourth heaven, that blue heaven you see,
which
makes up the rim below. And we moved into the first created heaven in the rim above, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, where we have seen many things, those meant to be in that city and those meant not meant to be there, and they were removed from there. We last saw the 12 foundations upon which God built 12 cities compacted together to make up the city of God, the city of the living God, Jerusalem of heaven, that found in this first created heaven in the rim above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we saw 12 cities, those compacted together, make up one city of the living God, Jerusalem of heaven. On this day,
twagala okulaba ku twandizise enguudo.
We want to see the streets. Yes. But because they are not roads. Yes. They are not roads like here. But these are 12 streets in these 12 cities.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We
headed on to see the 12 streets in the 12 cities. In the 12 cities, which make up the city of the living God, Jerusalem of heaven.
Street
12 streets, the 12 streets. Those in the 12 cities, which make up the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Yes. You know, when you speak in the way of streets,
If you speak in form of roads, you may not understand it well.
For
you can imagine like roads in your area. But when it's called the streets, they are not like any other of in the cities of this world. But just as always, shall keep study of them. These are somewhat concerned the 12 streets. Those in these 12 cities, which make up the city of the living God, Jerusalem of heaven. The first, these streets,
the gold are transparent, they are
made of gold which is transparent in form of glass.
Hey,
yes.
Golden transparent glass.
Yes, they are in the form of golden transparent glass.
Hey.
Yes.
So oyinza okugeragera nyamu.
So you can compare all streets of this world in the cities of this world.
If
you compare streets of this world and these streets of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, that them they are of golden transparent glass.
Not
even this gold, you know. No. When
you
show you a stone of gold, there, something made out of gold, you may compare, but them, this gold is transparent.
At
same time, is just as glass, yet it's the streets. It means if it was made here on this world, there is no car they can drive by it. The road is so beautiful. The street is beautiful. Sure. Because you even see yourself in it.
But
here on this world, there are no cities which are like that. It's even hard to find them here. Now this city is beautiful indeed. Why are they called streets and not called roads? Because they pass through the cities. And one city, I told you, you can't bring it on planet Earth and it fits there. It cannot fit on the planet Earth. But one city, it can sit where there are the 10 planets. Those we saw in the rim below.
Now
imagine that street. That street, how long it is. It's long indeed. Let's read in Revelation chapter 21. That we may see these streets how they are. Revelation chapter 21, verse 21.
Lulu kuminabiri. Buligumu kumiriango gwali gwalulu emu. Noru gendolwe chivuga zabe nunji. Ngenda biluamu etangalija.
And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each of the gates was a single pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass.
Hey.
Yes. Have you heard well?
Street is
those streets.
Gold
is transparent glass. They are not like I was here. The city is so beautiful. It's so beautiful in there. Let's repeat this verse. Revelation chapter 21, verse
21.
And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each of the gates was a single pearl. And the streets of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass.
Hey.
Yes.
Kwegamba, a street ya gold.
Now the streets of gold.
Gold are transparent. Kwegamba,
gold of transparent glass. You can see yourself if something is transparent. You pass through your eyes and see elsewhere. You see yourself through it. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Me, I am eagerly warming for that city. As our fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were. And that's why you see Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16. It
says
that God was not shamed to be called their God, because he prepared them a city. They
say
they sought for a better country. So beautiful because its streets alone, they are of gold with transparent glass. Let's read that Hebrews we see. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 14. For they that such say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Verse
15.
And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. Verse
16.
But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. Yes. They sought for the better country, that of heaven.
Katonda
God is not ashamed to be called their God. We prepared them a city.
So
if God has prepared, he indeed prepares. It's so extreme. See how he makes streets.
Nene burunji.
They are big enough. They are long enough. I told you one city. On these 12 cities. Make up the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven. You can't bring that city, rest it on this earth. It does not fit here.
But
can rest where there are 10 planets. Both in the rim below. It means heaven is big enough upon which God built the city and prepared it very well. The second on these streets, the first thing we saw is to know that these streets, they are golden of transparent glass. The second, these streets are big. They are divided with the right and the left hands, each one of them. These streets are big enough. They are divided into two, on the right and the left hands. Yes. And in the middle of the streets, there is a river of living waters. These streets are so big. Whether on the right and the left hand, in the middle of them, there is a river of living waters. Yes. There is a river of living waters. And besides this river, there are 12 trees. It means every side of the river, there are 6 trees upon the entire street. And they bear 12 fruits. Those we are going to know of there. Yes. These streets are big enough. They are divided on the right and the left hand. In the middle of them, there is a river of living waters. And this river, it has 12 trees, those of life, which bear 12 fruits. If it's a river flowing like this, on this side, there are 6 trees. Even this side, 6 trees. On the entire street, even though it's long enough, because those trees we speak of, they are so big and their branches stretch a long distance. Sure. They are not smaller trees. These are trees of the city of God. Revelation 1, verse 1 and 2. Mostly verse 2, it speaks like this. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1.
Okubikulirwa kwa Yesu Kristo.
Okubikulirwa sura tusome ya 2 olusoka.
Okubikulirwa sura ya 2 olusoka.
Revelation chapter 22, verse 1.
Nandaga omugo gw'amazzi ag'obulamu. Okuma sama sange ndabirwamu ngakuva muntebe ya Katonda ngakuva muntebe ya Katonda neyo mwana gwendiga.
And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb.
Olinyolo kubiri.
Verse 2.
Wakati w'olugudo lwacho era eruyine eruyi w'omugga omutyo gw'obulamu ogubala ebibala 12 okuleta ekibala kyagwo buli mwezi n'amalagala g'omuti nga gakuwonya amawanga.
In the midst of the streets of it and on either side of the river was there. Verse 2. In the midst of the streets of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bore 12 manner of fruit and yielded its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Yes. When you look at very well, Revelation 22, verse 2, it says, in the midst of the street, and on either side of the river, it means they say, this street, passing through the city, they are the 12 streets. Pass through 12 cities. In the midst of each street, every street they have the right and the left. In the middle is a river of living waters. Comes right from the throne. The word from the third heaven. Sure.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But they tell you
that
besides each this side of this river, there are trees of life. The tree of life, which bore 12 manner of fruit. Yes. 12 manner of fruit. Every month, and the leaves of the tree, they are the children of nations.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we've looked most first on this river.
It
divides the street of the city in two, on the right and the left side. You know, here in the world, there are still streets which are built. There are two-way.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fine.
Yes.
There are two-way roads. In the middle, there is a boundary cross. Divide the streets.
Others
usually plant flowers and the trees in those, mostly in developed countries. But in the city of the living God, Every street divided into two, on the right and the left side. In the middle passes there the river of living waters. Besides speaking of the 12 fruits, there are 12 fruits. 12 type of fruits. You want most to get understanding the meaning of this river. Yes. The meaning of this river
means
that there will not be any sick person whoever drinks of it. It has the waters of life. Yes.
It's
called the river of living waters. It means the water is spiritual water. Life of the spirit. The Holy Spirit flows like those rivers. According to John chapter 7, verse 37-39, and he says this.
Yokana esura ya musanvu.
John chapter 7, verse 37.
Na ekulunako olwe nkomerero, lwe lukulu olwe mbaga, Yesu ya imi ila na yogera wagulu. Na gamba nti omuntu waluma enyota, ajejendi anywe.
In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Verse 38.
Akili zanze. Ngecha wandikiwa wechigamba nti, emiga ejama za malamu, jiri furuma mulu utore.
He that believes on me, as the scriptures has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water.
Urunyorasa tumumu mwenda.
Verse 39.
Echo ya chogera kumuoyo, webali bagendo kuwewa abamu kiliza, kubango moyalita naba kugabiwa.
But this spoke he of the Spirit, whom they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Yes. According to John chapter 7, verse 37-39,
let
me speak of rivers of living waters.
He
speaks of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit flowing as rivers in the midst of the streets of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, in the first created heaven, in the rim above. Means when you reach to drink, you move to drink life. Yes. Don't be confused by any person. For
the
liars we spoke of
cause
the bringing of book of remembrance to remind things how they were, how they are supposed to be, and how they will be forever. They deceived us at this city. There are places which are like slums, just like you see the Katanga slum in Uganda. Now you know the Katanga slum, the drainage system there. You can't get the city of God, which has streets of gold that transparent glass. In the divided right and the left hand, with a river of living waters. Living water. Water and the Holy Spirit is one flow as rivers
to
drink by the holy ones. And then you come say that there are slums there. Perhaps there even drainage which flow there. Don't know you people went to which heaven that you proclaim to nations. But we thank God who brought a book of remembrance, passing through the heavenly journey, passing through the heavenly biblical journey, able to remind us things how they were, how they're supposed to be, and how they will be of the heavens and of the earth, how they will be forever and ever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
According to Isaiah 33, verse
20,
those rivers are spoken of these words below. No sickness which can appear there because of that river of living waters. You can't feel any weakness.
No,
where you don't in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven,
and
feel like you're sick. It's impossible. Heaven is not getting sea. But though there's no getting sea,
still
remain put river of living waters that you keep drinking life. Our heavenly bodies, that the waters of life again and again, to increase more life upon life. Let's read with here.
Isaiah esulaya satumesatu.
Isaiah chapter 33, verse 20.
Tunulira Sayuni, ekibuga ky'embaga zaffe, amaaso go galiraba Yerusalemi, mu kifo kya kutuulamu, kitereevu, eweema eterijjululwa, enkondo zaayo tezirisimbulwa ennaku zonna, so tewaliba migwa gyakyo egirikutulwa.
Look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. Your eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Not one of its stakes shall ever be removed, neither shall any of its cords be broken. Verse
21. So nechombe chinene techiri gendamu.
But there the glorious Lord will be unto us as a place of broad rivers and streams, and which shall go no gully with oar, neither shall majestic ships pass by. Verse 22.
Kubanga mukama ye mulamuzi wafe, mukama ye mutesi wa mateka jetuli, mukama ye kabaka wafe.
For the Lord is our judge, the Lord our lawgiver, the Lord is our king. He will save us.
Hey.
Yes. You know, many read Hebrews 12, verse 22-23. It came from here. It came from right Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 20-22.
For
they say God is our judge.
We
come in that city, they say. Hebrews 12, verse 22-23. We will come in the city of the living God, Jerusalem of heaven, and unto the memorable compound of angels, the church of the firstborn, and to God the judge. This verse 22. Yes. I told you from verse 20, the city of our habitation. Yes. Verse 21, they say that we live there with the Lord. We are on broad rivers. This river is not small river. Not small river Nile. Small, of course. But this is a broad river.
Imagine,
it divides the middle of the streets.
No.
How big is the street when the river dividing it is broad? It's a broad
stream.
But what surprises? It's just streams. You know what they call streaming? Stream.
It
flows smooth. No, it doesn't make things make noise and confusion there. It's peaceful, no waves on it. It flows singing. Songs of praise as it claps, as it plays the harps and the tabulins.
Make
it on the river all your years as we reach there. Because the spirit won't change you.
You can't move from the other river when you reach there.
Upon
every nice song, you feel like it changed and sing it.
Streams
bring their songs. As you get water, you drink. Anytime you collect water, drink. You feel songs to sing within you. And you sing together. Why they call river of living waters? I said there it is the Holy Spirit flowing himself. The Holy Spirit is the one flowing himself. These are not rivers you reach on.
Like
this one which stir up with waves and you begin to get afraid. It's broad enough,
streaming.
But it streams, flows smooth as it sings. And so beautiful in it. And on this river, it's where we come make food that they call food of the angels. We get from its life or from ours. And we make right on that river. You know, those are in Genesis.
It says,
let the water bring every beast. Yes. There you make chicken. That which is been cut in pieces very well.
That's
where you begin to throw your rubbish of feathers of chicken. You make something finished. Chicken which is finished to be cleansed. And you go in our cities, there are those ovens cooked very well, which can't make smoke there. I don't know life of heaven. Maybe he spoke of food of angels here.
Zaburi
78. Verse 49.
Okay, katusome Zaburi. Zaburi in Psalm 8. Ogambye Zaburi.
Food of the angels.
Eh.
Verse 25.
Zaburi esula ya 78, olunyo lwa 25.
Psalms chapter 78, verse 25.
Abantu ne baliyange mmere ya bakulu. Yabawerezanga ebyokulya n'abakusa.
Man did eat angels food. He sent them food to the fool. Yes. You correct the Luganda. They did eat food of the elders. They ate food of the angels. For it fell right from heaven. Those we shall brought in them. But according to Psalms chapter 78, verse 25, these ate foods of the angels. There is eaten in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
But
that food you just make it upon this river. You can get right from your life. It from life of this river. But most of all, here is where we make our foods, those we've sought of. I want to eat of a fish. You know why foods there, they are just made? Because all creations in the heavens, they are like angels. These we were with on this earth.
And
clothe these bodies we eat as meat. And in heavens they go back in the glory of the children of God. And them too are like angels.
So
don't be that you'll find a cow in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. But we just make food upon these rivers. It's where we make eatings from.
We have that ability because we are gods. Yes. I'm going to tell you of this.
You move to
understand where you fight righteousness for. It's been rich in heaven. These are very great words.
Amen.
But according to Romans, chapter 8, verse 20 up to 22, don't expect creations there like some of the liars who have come deceiving the world, that there are refrigerators and there is beef there. There are those with chicken that Jesus has prepared. Angels are cooking in whose city? That
somewhere.
The saucepans are prepared somewhere. There are no saucepans there.
What do you use ovens?
Ovens just as the city of God is. All plates are of the stones that built the city. In the cups. If the city is of topaz, everything you find there is of topaz.
In
the 12 types and above, plates, the spoons, the tables.
This
city is just extreme.
It's
topaz, you find the tables, the beddings, the dining tables, they're in the same stone. Cups, plates, the spoons. You know all things used in the house. The wardrobes. You reach the city and you wonder. And indeed, God prepared for us. And I indeed understand that lacking knowledge is what caused many not to yearn for heaven. We have a great work. That's one of the things we put emphasis is to bring this book of remembrance onto nations, passing through the heavenly journey, playing all things concern heavens afresh onto nations. For most do not know what. Other think they, perhaps there are cows in heaven. All spirits which come from creations, they go back in the glory of the sons of God. And them too are like angels. Most of all, they are in the third heaven.
Even
though them too are free, come in the city of God. Let's read Romans, we see. Romans chapter 8, verse 20.
Kubanga ebitonde byateekebwa okufugibwa obutaliimu si lwa kwagala kwabyo wabula kubwoyo eyabifugisa mu kusuubira.
For the creation was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope.
Olunyo lwa birimu olumu.
Verse 21.
Era n'ebitonde byennyini nabyo biriweebwa eddembe okuva mu kufugibwa okuvunda.
Because the creation itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Yes. Romans chapter
8,
verse
21.
Yeshua's were put in the subjection to be in these bodies we are on the earth in hope. And those creations know it well. Let's serve humans. After finishing, go back in the glory of children of God.
You
know, glory of children of God that they are in. They are like angels. That's why Mark chapter
12.
He says, when we shall finish issues of this world, there will not be marrying nor getting married. But we shall be like angels. Even creations, when they finish, go into that glory.
It's
nothing like we find cows to eat from there. And the chicken to eat. Even the tilapia. And things like those. But these are just made on this river of living waters. Yes. Me, I'm warming up. There's one who sang a song. I'm yearning for one day when I'll unclothe this flesh and I have the heavenly body and I join angels will live in heaven.
Amen.
Let's read Mark.
Mako esula ya 12 onyorabiri mwetano.
Mark chapter 12 verse 25.
Kubanga we bali zukira mbafu te bali wasa. Sote bali waira. Naye bali banga ba malaika abomugulu.
For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels who are in heaven. Yes. When you go back there, they are like angels. And you cannot know which one was a goat.
But
the body of the goat unclothed it. It as spirit was given glory like of angels. Just as we unclothed bodies of this world,
are
given bodies like of angels in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
don't expect that. You find there is a stall of a cow.
Or
the goat, heart of
cows,
that you always get to slaughter and eat. No, my brethren. But this river of living waters divides streets of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. It's where we do all these. The waterless living, we drink on it, is not getting sick. But what surprises most is to appear that we can make food upon that river. Sure. We make their food. We make
meat.
All the eatings we have ever had, the best of them. Yes.
Now
that is like that because right from all of the mystery of water, in Genesis was spoken that water to bring out all kind of beasts. Yes. We are in Genesis chapter
1. Okay.
Verse 20?
Yes.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 20.
Katonda nayogera nti amazzi gazaale ebyewalula bingi ebirina obulamu era n'ebibuuka bibuuke ku nsi mu bbanga ly'eggulu.
And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven.
Verse 21.
And God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after its kind, and God saw it was good. Yes. Yes, the mystery is clear here. Out of water it brought every creature. Yes. Now when you reach this water, out of it you make chicken. You want crocodile meat. You want pussy cat meat?
Yambwa.
Is the dog meat?
Yandogoy.
Donkey meat?
You
want to make birds fly right there?
Just
make them for some time because you want them. You may want the butterflies. You just make them. And they fly as you want there.
That we can, for when we reach in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, we are sons of God, and we are gods.
Amen.
Yes. Psalms 82. Yes. Verse 6.
Zaburi esura ya 82 olunyolo mukaga.
Psalms chapter 82 verse 6.
Nayogera nti muli bakatonda. Nayogera nti muli bakatonda. Era mwena muli bana boyo ali waggulu ennyo.
I have said you are gods and all of you are children of the Most High. When we reach there, we are sons. We are gods. We create our things we want in that moment. We want to go in the city with birds. You go make birds of your colors you want. And you go put them on your shoulder or head. Nothing interesting like the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. I don't want anything hinder me. You are gods, you have special ability. And their food of angels, not that one creates it for them. They make it right on that river. And they take into the city their homelands. And they sit it together with the Holy Ones. If one moves from a new homeland, another, and they enter here,
it's
no division that things here are ours. You are part of them. That's why we always tell you, in the homes of the prophets, in the homes of the apostles,
walking
in the Acts chapter 4.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we try always to teach you life of heaven. And in the Acts they say,
that
no one possessed anything by themselves.
But
each one used as their need was to be prepared for life in heaven. Those things are a bit broad. But as I told you, we shall pass through in the summary. Most we shall keep explaining them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But we were told this river, it has 12 trees. Upon each side, six trees. And they bear 12 fruits. Each tree bear 12 type of fruits.
It's
not like trees of this world. If you find mango, you get mango fruits. No. The other tree can bear 12 type of fruits. One tree. The same tree. But no fruits like of the world, those you know. Spirit, but there are spiritual fruits there. Yes. The fruits are spiritual. Yes. And we are going to mention them down below. When you eat of them, you get what that fruit speaks of. And they are in color. Of that fruit. If it is love, in the color of love. What surprises me most, that those fruits, they don't pass through steps, that they grow. You don't one day and they are already on. They are like the pumpkin of Jonah. As he woke up, you tickle the eye, the pumpkin has pumpkins on it.
No,
they don't have steps, they pass through growth. That you spent months waiting for them, that they are blossomed. When they blossom once. And they have the fragrance and the aroma of love, of gentleness. How they smell. The city smells a sweet aroma. My God. Good design for us, that's it.
Those
of 3D animation.
Over cinema 4D.
Or cinema 4D. The city is just extremely nice.
We've
gone back to Revelation chapter 22, verse 2. Revelation chapter 22, verse 2.
Wakati w'oluguudo lwakyo era eruyi n'eruyi w'omugga omuti ogw'obulamu ogubala ebibala 12 oguleeta ekibala kyagwo mu buli mwezi n'amalagala g'omuti gakuwonya mawanga.
In the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bore 12 manner of fruit, and yielded its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Yes. The fruits are on every month. But let me tell you, there is no moon and the sun. No. The city has not falls. But what they call the month, counted by the Holy Spirit, one who display them anytime he wants. Those we shall keep speak of them.
But
most, I want that you understand these fruits. They are spiritual fruits. The reason they have grown beside the river of the water of life. Living waters. Yes. They are not like our fruits of this earth, which have seeds in it. They don't have seeds in them. No. Where are you going to throw them then? On our streets, which are nice, beautiful like that, you throw your seeds to and they cover those fruits.
It's
no cover, you pick the fruit, you eat direct. Yes.
When
you pick, you feel you want to eat the fruit called love. For they are like that. There's no fruit called mango in the city of God. One was waiting for a mango. Let's read in Galatians, we see. We want to see the first fruit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Yes. The first fruit, love. What is the color of love? It finished almost all colors of rainbow. It's like that. When you see it, you know that this is love. It's what I want to eat. And you pick it. That's why hatred is hard to be in heaven. Satan refused to eat these fruits and to bear them. They intentionally refused. Just as you intentionally refuse here, we teach you love, you refuse. And you remain in hatred. And its wage is destruction. So the first fruit,
in
this 12 fruits, the fruit of love, it's on that tree, on those trees, on those streets. The second fruit, joy. Yes. One who knows color of joy, you put there.
I shall
explain detail how the colors appear. When you reach there, do not get confused of these fruits. The third fruit, peace. The third fruit, peace. The first fruit, patience.
There's
no way a person will mess and confuse you up.
Though you would have wanted to feel it, you feel, go eat that fruit of patience.
You can't
begin at mad and stubbornness in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Satan and his fallen angels, they are amazing.
They amazed
how they got that stubborn and madness. Anytime he felt madness come, not being patient,
the
Spirit tells him, go eat the fruit of patience. He refused, rebels. The fifth fruit,
gentleness.
The person who is gentle, yes, you can't be all funny like that. You've clothed linen and you tie it, you've not tied on, you've not put on a clock, that you're in the city moving. That's why I teach you life of heavens here. These you clothe your funny shirts, you wave them here. They don't fit on you. Even the dress which are oversized, not tucked in your shirt or the skirt, it's not tied a belt on the dress, it's all big on you.
Let's
begin practice life of heaven. Amos 3 verse 3 says, two cannot move together unless they have agreed.
Not
be able to move in heaven, to be with those of heaven, and you clothe like a rascal. You are in damaged clothes. You are in meat. Ask them where in heaven.
They
ask you your gentleness. Appearing a person who is gentle. This you sit in the synagogue. Clothing of young children.
Not even clothing.
This time you cut the clothing on yourself. You cut it, it is the way it cuts on you like that.
Even,
one day you prepare, you say you go to heaven. The state you are in is
bad.
You out in ministries different out there. Most of you have no single quality,
which
enables you to enter heaven.
For
fruits there already, the trees there have them. Feel like ceasing to be a responsible gentle person. The Spirit speaks, go to the river.
Eat
the fruit of gentleness. The sixth is fruit. The sixth is fruit.
Goodness.
Goodness. Obulungi.
Hey.
Yes.
Goodness.
Goodness.
Obulungi.
Goodness. Goodness. Is so big, nice, and beautiful.
They
expect you to bring that.
Fudja, fudja.
Spitting, spitting. The body we are in heavens. Don't involve that spitting. You can't get saliva in your mouth. Yes.
This
sickness is like new curse and you begin to throw it there. When we eat, the food we make, it's burnt within the stomachs. Only see there is where there's no toilet. Yet it never smells.
Amen.
There's no toilet there. But the bodies we have, when we eat, they just burn whatever we've eaten. They are living bodies. They don't even gather strength from whatever we've eaten in heaven. Like these of the world, how they are.
So when you eat,
just burn it, finish there. Eating there, you just do it for the sake of rejoicing. Feeling like rejoice,
Because
we will come the holy ones in those streets. Those who enter and we arrive there. And they make food on them. But still they get it from the river.
Hallelujah.
So many things concern that city. The seventh fruit. Faith. Right there is where we base all the ability which make food upon the river. We have faith, high level of faith. If you still make one food, it fails. Fish is not coming out well.
You
eat the fruit of faith. What is there? If you feel you want not to believe, be with your brethren. And the Spirit said, go eat the fruit of faith. You will increase in righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The eighth
fruit. Meekness. It too is on that. It means. You can bring chaos in the city. You ate that of patience. Now there is also meekness. Yes. It too is on there. The ninth fruit.
Self-control.
Self-control. Yes. You don't have laws govern you. You can control yourself. You can make and stop on the facts there. And if it seems to grow in you, the Spirit commands it. It cuts how you think even of it. It will about come you feel go, it's the fruit of self-control. That you don't get angry at others because they have come in your homeland. You are free to go to another homeland. God made a city is smart indeed. That's why angels have been in it for all the time, the holy angels. They have been there all the time. And the holy ones have gone there. But we have not had any war happen again there. Ever since the cast Satan and his fallen angels. It's impossible. Don't get angered of your brethren. The city of the holy ones. That's why God tries to remove all balls from you. A pastor just knocks on you. Accidentally, you get angered. You see me, I can't wait for this person. I have to expose and speak to him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We've gone to Ephesians 4. We've gone to the tenth fruit. Lowliness. Have you seen lowliness? Verse 2. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2. With all lowliness. Lowliness. Yes.
Forbearing.
There is forbearing. Ogumikiriza. Eleventh.
Forbearing. Forbearing one another.
Forbearing one another. The 12th fruit.
Unity.
Obumu.
Ephesians
chapter 4 from verse
1
to 3. All those fruits, you will see them there. Most on those issues.
We
shall keep explaining them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every street has one gate.
Every street has one gate. They totaled 12 gates which enter in the central of the city. Every street has one gate. They are the 12 gates which enter in the central of the city.
It means
when you move from the city, pass through those streets. At the end of it, when you enter the central of the city, there is a gate there. It means when you are in the city and you do not come into the central,
the
street keeps on, the city never ends, it keeps moving. Heaven is so big. For you fly in the spiritual transport, you end where you end. Most people say, but this city does not have other streets connect a street to a street. No. Because there we use the spiritual transports. You just teleport into another street. You put a teleportation, you go.
And
teleportation is what most works there. The Azotars. Teleportation. It's what most works there. Azotars. You just reach into another city. We shall see that. But every street has one gate. These are the 12 gates. Enter in the central of the city. Every gate has two sides. It means it opens double.
What?
Like this. Or you push them open, double-sided.
They're
in the stone of Pearl. Pearl too has many other types of pearl in it. Yes. We've gone back to Revelation. Revelation
21.
Let's read verse 21.
Okubikulirwa esura ya biri molumu olunyirirwa lwa biri molumu.
Revelation chapter 21, verse 21.
Nemiryango 12, lulu 12, buli gumu ku miryango gwali lulwemu. N'olugudo olw'ekibuga zaabu ennungi ng'endabirwamu etangalijja.
And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each of the gates was a single pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. Yes.
Gate.
Those gates.
Buri street eriko gate yemu.
Every street has one gate.
Yegura emirundi
ebiri. It opens itself double. It's in the stone of Pearl. Pearl has many other stones within it. As you see there. Means that gate shines very well. And so beautiful. Those are the 12 gates. One street total in 12 streets, 12 cities, make up the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The gates, no, they don't close them. They don't have locks in them. You just open them. It closes itself automatic.
For
it reads you, you are of that city. It reads everything on you. If it reads you, it opens itself. According to verse
25.
Revelation chapter 21, verse
25. Emisana kubangeyo ekiro tekibengayo.
And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. Yes.
They
don't close and lock with padlocks there. No. Though it
calls
when it reads you come from the state into the central. It opens. You enter in the central where we gather from. The angels, they are there. Most in the times of the assembling, they are right on both gates to welcome those who enter right from the city to the central. We are going for the great gathering. This side is and the other. You enter, sir. The city is prepared and ordered so well.
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven. As we want for the new Jerusalem, that's above all the heavens, entire new heavens and the new earth. Revelation 21 verse 12, they say this. Revelation chapter 21 verse
12.
And having a wall great and high, and having 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Yes. Those gates, written on names of the 12 tribes. Yes. And the walls. Remember the gate where it joins. On another side, there is a wall. Wall. Yes. Every city has a wall, a circle it.
After the streets. After the gates of the streets.
A wall moves on. Upon them are names of the 12 tribes of Israel. Clans.
They
are names of the 12 apostles. The gates have
name
of the 12 tribes of Israel. Yes. But the other walls, on them are name of the 12 apostles, according to verse 14. Revelation chapter 21 verse
14.
And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Yes.
So
in the summary, those are the few in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. When we are entering it, we enter via the 7th street. When we enter that city as we come from rim below, we enter right on the 7th street, on the 7th gate.
And when you reach in there, we use the four winds, the four directions of that city to move to every place we want there. When we enter in that city, right from the rim below, we enter via the seventh street,
gate
the seventh gate.
When
we reach in there, we use the four winds of heaven, the four winds of that city. They are the four directions.
And
put in the city just as you want. Yes. Revelation 22, verse 13. Revelation chapter 22, verse 13.
Nze Alpha ne Omega. Oluberebelie era omukomezi.
I am Alpha and Omega. Revelation chapter 21, verse
13.
On the east, three gates. On the north, three gates. On the south, three gates. And on the west, three gates. Yes. When we come from the rim below, it's the blue heaven you see. When we enter into the first created heaven, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven,
we
reach on the seventh street.
That's
the seventh city of Christ-alite. Where we reach upon that street.
We enter
the seventh gate in the city. Now when they reach there,
we
follow the four winds of the city. There are four directions.
It's
every direction you go to, that's where there are three gates in that direction. Yes. Means when you know, I'm going to the east.
There
is the gate of this and this.
They
are going to Topaz and the rest. Topaz,
Sardius.
That's how they are. Three. You cannot get lost from there.
But it's
nothing that the north is up there ascending up. No. That's why there's no way you reach in that place when you use dimension, as you told you.
You use
the way of ascending and descending. And the time we reach in that place, we use the four winds of that place. When we pass through the fourth heavens, the blue heaven you see, which make the rim below, we reach onto the seventh street and we enter the center of that city through the seventh street. We find angels already lined up on both streets on the sides. They welcome you. Now when you reach there, according to Revelation 21, verse 13, you follow those four winds. That's where those gates are.
To
enter you into different cities. Those 12 make up one city. In this city, there are no boats. There are no aeroplanes. There are no cars,
or
bicycles, and the rest. We use the spiritual transports. In this city, we use the spiritual transports. Mostly,
Azotas.
Or that called teleportation. Teleportation. Dreams. Vision. The trance. the Thummims and the Urim to communicate with those in that city and to reach unto them. Now there are no boats there, or there are no cars, there are no aeroplanes, there are no other transports there. Maybe horses which are attached to our bodies. It's you who command it to come from you. These horses with wings. Those ones are there. For the part of that body you hold there, it comes from your body. But as you speak in Job chapter 20, verse 8. There fly swifts in Britain and the other city. That's why there are no streets join up the streets. No. It's only one street separate the cities. Have you understood me well? Let's read in Job, we see.
Job chapter 20,
verse 8.
Anabukanganga chiroto, sotabi talabikenga, wewao anagoberwanga dalango kole sewa, ukwe chiro.
He shall fly away as a dream, and shall not be found. Yea, he shall be chased away as a vision of the night. Yes. Jesus' transport will fly away quick. But the city is so big. It's an entire heaven. Just cross into another city is a long distance.
Now,
go put there the spirit of transports. That is Azotus or teleportation. That called teleportation. It's in the form of a rainbow. You pass through it.
Teleportation.
It's what you call teleportation.
I want to teleport.
Njagala
kugenda into toppers.
Motopers. Takes you.
No guka.
You reach there. There's no twisting time there. Yes. In the firmament of this heaven, there is no moon, there is no sun, there are no stars. Except to the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. Power of the Lord. In the firmament of the heaven where we find Jerusalem, city of heaven, there is no moon, there is no sun, there is no stars there. But the glory of God, power of God, in the form of clusters, things are shining up there, changing color, only powers there. The city is beautiful in
there.
I'm warming up to go back home. I'm yearning to go back to heaven. Who says also that you are yearning to go? And you work for what you know. What you work for, and you know it. You know it. Let's read verse 23, Revelation 21. Revelation 21, verse
23. Ne wankubadde omwezi okukyakira kubanga ekitiibwa kya Katonda kyekyamulisa
ekikimulisa
kubanga okubikulira essula ya 21 olunyo lwa 23.
Revelation 21 verse 23.
Sekibuga tekyetaaga njuba ne wankubadde omwezi okukyakira kubanga ekitiibwa kya Katonda kyekyakimulisa n'ettabaaza yaakyo ye mwana gw'endiga.
And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God is its light, and the lamp is the its lamp. Yes.
Mubanga lyeguru erisoka.
In the firmament of the first heaven, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, there is no moon, there is no sun, there are no stars there, but the glory of God in the form of clusters, both shine different colors. As we finish, this first created heaven, it's circular. It's in the stone of sapphire. Yes. That's the way it shines. It's not blue as you see that one up there. Yes. As we finish, this first created heaven, the rim above, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, it too is circular. It's in the color of sapphire. Yes. It shines just as you see there. It's mixed up in both colors of sapphire, all of them. Yes. Ezekiel 10 verse 1. If you are to see it, stand in the central of the city of God.
In the midst, we'll find.
Because the city broad, it's hard to see heaven there. High, far, high. In the clusters up there. You see well that even you come in the middle of it, where the cherubims are found. They stretch their wings to touch the door of the north, through which we pass to go into the second heaven, the rim above, where we find four living creatures. Let's read, we see.
Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 1.
Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 1.
Awonentunula elalaba, mubangeli awa guru womu tukwaba kerubi, ne walabika waguru wawe, nge jinja elia safiro, nemba,
then I looked, and behold, in the firmament that was above the head of the cherubim, there appeared over them, as it were, a sapphire stone, as the appearance of the likeness of a throne. Yes. Remember the firmament in Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, in the verse 8. That firmament is called heaven.
It's
that up there in sapphire in the first heaven. In the first heaven, the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. In the brief summary, those are concerned the first created heaven, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. In the rim above, on the day of tomorrow, we're going to go to the second created heaven in the rim above, where we find four living creatures. Where we find four living creatures, tower of spirits of all creations,
those
given different bodies in the heaven and earth. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Reading the Bible. Believing. Really put in action. And to teach to the many. God count it be a blessing. As you make all nations disciples.
And
God is worldwide called.
Listen
in Africa, Uganda.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.